Right now, I'm joined in the studio by Sophie, who's filling in for RML today, midday till one on FBI 94.5. What do you got coming up today, Soph?
Hey, Bridie. We've got news, jokes, funny. Comedy.
Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm taking the challenge, two challenges. The first one is from Laura Dern, and she wants me to get the ice bucket, but with iced coffee. This is a double shot of espresso. Put it in the bucket. I'm going to play Somewhere Over the Rainbow and try to anyway. The second bucket is for Justin Thoreau, and thank you so much, Justin. Okay. Now, I would like to nominate for the Ice Bucket Challenge Vladimir Putin. Thank you very much.
Hello, Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. My name's Robbie. With me today is Sophie Gordon.
Hey.
Bernie and Mitchell are AWOL. They've down south, up north, respectively. But we push through to a degree. We can't actually start the show properly. So I thought that we could do something interesting. Sophie, you've brought in an instrument.
Yes. I didn't know you could see it behind this wall.
I know. Well, I actually don't know what it is. You said that you're bringing one in, and it's actually very special that you've done this today. I thought maybe it might be interesting if you maybe play it a little bit, just quietly, and I'll read some sort of news headlines over the top, just as a replacement for the usual coming up that we do.
Sure. All right. Ready?
Yep, sure. 3, 2, 1, go ahead. Oh, my God. Are those bongos?
Yep. You've got a good ear.
You've got good hands. Holy shit. Okay, what's been making news? The hashtag underway at the start are already rolling through. Sydney's famed light rail Sunday after being struck by a failed to stop at a red light. And the impeachment trial of Donald Trump resumes on Monday. Now to looking at the Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix goofs and gaffes of the film itself. Aunt Petunia is seen watching the weather on a flat screen TV. Flat screen TV until late 2000s, of course. Oh my God.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Holy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, have a seat, Bernie.
My holiday.
Bernie, have a seat.
Hey. Oh, you're already on.
Yeah, we're on. Hey, how are you?
Sorry about that. Yeah, good.
Where have you been?
Just down the south coast.
Did you hear Bernie, did you hear Sophie playing the those bongos?
Oh, well, I heard just in the foyer, I had the stereo up in the foyer, so I thought that was just some audio trick that you guys are doing, but actually you've got them here.
Yeah.
I'll just hit it to prove that it's real for the audience.
Yeah. Have a hit.
Yeah. There. There you go.
Okay, that's enough.
Very cool. That's enough. Sophie's bombs.
They are yours.
Sorry, they're my babies. I'm very protective.
Sorry. That is a good tension there. That's a good amount of tension.
Yeah, I tuned them this morning.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See? I can't hear. I don't have pitch.
Well, you know what? It's perfect that you're here. We can actually start the show properly now.
Mitch so, still on his way, I think?
Mitch is not here, but okay. Hopefully we'll get him on the phone later or something like that.
Yeah. Awesome.
A local man... something happened to a local man recently, Bernie. Are we talking about that today? At an RSL or something?
Yeah. Look,
what is it?
No, this is coming up on the show.
Right.
a local man was held up by a bush knife, a machete, over the weekend at Surry Hills RSL. It must have been quite a strong machete to hold him up. We're going to be talking about that later.
Held up in a way that we might not be thinking about.
Yeah. That plays on your assumptions there, that one, doesn't it?
Okay. And something else happened over the weekend as well. We tried drugs for the first time, and boy, did we enjoy that Hottest 100 in a way that we wouldn't have otherwise. Triple J's Hottest 100 reportedly sped up certain songs by up to 5% in an effort to squeeze more music into their big day. Mm. Actually, 105 songs over the other day.
You might not
Hottest
have noticed.
Hottest 105.
Yeah. I did not notice.
You didn't notice. They slipped them in.
Yeah.
It was not noticeable to my naked ear.
They were all Lime Cordial as well.
Amazing.
Isn't that weird?
It's hardly noticeable to the naked ear. But fans are quite upset that the National Youth Broadcaster has done the dirty on them and sped up the tracks. We'll have more on this later on the show when we do a big deep dive into the Hottest 100.
And a man reportedly listened to the Hottest 100 on a super yacht in the Whitsundays.
Wow. That's awesome.
More of that coming up in the show later.
Are we going to speak to him? Let's get him on the line.
We should
That'd be cool.
The producers are giving us thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, drifting back to reality, a new initiative to keep youth off the streets encourages them to hop in their cars and drift?
What?
More on this story later on in the show, and we talk to one of the impacted youths.
Mm. We ate menu log for an entire week. Here's what happened. You're going to have to wait to find out what happened. Coming up in about 5 minutes' time, we're going to be detailing that.
Menu log for one whole week.
Whole week. Same food for
the
whole
week.
You
did it as well?
Yep. Was rough.
Yeah.
Menu log again.
God.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
How many options are there? So many.
Well, there's some, but if there's only one, really, menu log.
Skullcandy have developed new noise-cancelling headphones. That's coming up in the show a little later. What I'm reading here is they accidentally cancelled the noise coming out of the headphones rather than outside them.
Okay.
Goof.
They just don't make any noise, do they?
I guess they don't, yeah. We'll find out later on in the show.
Classic skull.
You've got to stick around for that one. And we made each other cry in a group session. Sort of that's further to the drugs that we tried. And new rare recordings have managed to date beat making back to the 1800s in Paris, France. You'll have to stick around for that. And Chris Hemsworth as well is being tried for war crimes. All that and more.
Yeah.
The name of the show is RML, FBI Radio. Robbie, Bernie and Sophie are with you.
Mitchell on his way,
hopefully. Yeah. Do get involved on the text line, 0409-945-945. Good to be with you. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Let's jump into some music now. This is a new one by Thundercat.
It's our Hot 8.
Bye. I just bought a crib on top of the hill. And I bought a brand new ride. Am I keeping it real? When I feel wrong, if I got it, I'm not living in fear. Just being alright. There's no more living in fear. No more living in fear. If we don't talk about it.
Hi, I'm Mitchell Jacy, one of the co-hosts on RML at FBI Radio. This is not what you think it is. I'm merely standing down from this point on in the episode for the following reasons. My reasons are threefold. The first reason is that I do not want to attach my name to that first segment, which was crass and actually quite disgusting. Toads in general, and harm to toad, is not something that I condone. It's no laughing matter, and I do not want to attach my name to that segment. Reason two, the diversity quota on this show is off the charts bad, and I need to step down, effective immediately, to make room for another voice to be heard in this particular episode. Step 3. I need to get out of here and go to work, where I work regularly. My job? Cooking on the high seas for the Navy aboard HMAS Waterhen. The place is a sweaty, overpopulated chrome prison, but it's where I feel most at home, providing sustenance for those that deserve it most, our naval platoon. Cooking for the military gives me meaning, as well as allowing me to refine my cooking skills, which I value highly. And let's put it this way.
There's no complaints from the wife.
Not only this, the Navy pays for any and all TAFE courses I wish to undertake, as well as a great superannuation rate to ensure a comfortable retirement when I decide to do so. The only negative about it is if the ship is called to offshore for any errand, or if we go to war, I have to be on the ship. So I also have to be on call for this kind of thing at any moment.
Mitch, you're late.
Sorry, Rigoberta. I was held up at a radio.
Okay, Mr. RJ Mitch. You can talk the talk, but can you cook the cook?
Ah, very funny, Rigoberta.
Did you bring the snapper I asked for?
Oh, wait, what?
The snapper. 10 kilos, cadet.
Oh, sorry. Ah, jeez. Completely forgot about this. Can't we just use the tackle and seafood extension?
Mitchell, you know better than that. Unless you want to see if this gun here is functional, I suggest you don your slacks. Get to the fish markets and get us that 10 kilos of snapper. Understood?
Sorry, sir! Yes, sir! Sorry, sir!
That's ma'am, madam, or lieutenant colonel to you. Now get out of my sight before I gut and skin you like I would the snapper if it were here. Get out of my sight!
Yes, sir! Yes, sir.
It's madame!
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You got the address, do you?
Yeah, where was it exactly?
Seafood markets. The seafood markets, mate.
Seafood markets. Let me just pop that in. Okay, what are you buying?
I just got to get about 5 kilos of trout.
Oh, fucking move out of the... Sorry, mate.
Yeah, just a bit of fish, anyway.
Bit of fish, yeah. All right.
Busy day?
Not really. What do you do with yourself usually, mate?
So usually I'm a naval chef. Sort of do all orders of business for the Royal Australian Navy. And that's my day job, but my passion is I do a bit of radio on the side with a couple of friends.
Is that right?
Yeah, but you know, I don't like to talk about work much. I'm more passionate about the whole radio thing. Yeah, just me and a couple of mates shooting the shit. We chat about things, you know, current happenings and events, and joke about it. Sometimes it's a little bit surreal, some sort of strange happenings, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, can you put your seatbelt on, mate?
Yeah, sure, mate.
Oh, that's satirical.
I'll put my seatbelt on.
Satirical. Very interested in that. That sounds good to me. Comedy doesn't make me laugh or something?
Hopefully it'll make you think, laugh, feel something. Yeah, just me and a couple of mates shooting the shit. On a live setting. It's community radio. It's nothing too special. It should be on now, actually, to be honest.
Oh, like Triple M or something? Triple M?
No, just community radio. It's unpaid labour. It's a labour of love. FBI radio, actually, 94.5.
Well, can't say I've ever heard of it. Is it Nova or something?
No, not Nova, mate. Just community radio, FBI radio, 94.5. Just for the life of me, I can't remember if it's AM or FM, though, so, yeah.
It's digital nowadays, isn't it? It's all digital.
Yeah, not in my car, but...
And the Smack Award for Best Comedy Program goes to Robbie's Modern Life. Such a funny and engaging program, and we're so lucky to have you on the grid. Thank you once again, RML. You're listening to FBI Radio.
I ain't trying to.
Yeah, ain't trying to be cool like you. Wobbling around in your high heel shoes, I'm clumsy. Made friends with the floor. 2 for 1, you know a bitch by 4. And 2 left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop on the whole damn cake and the cherry on top. Shook up the bottom, made a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club trying to pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go, go, go with the flow back then until I touch my toes. I don't wanna roll, roll, roll to go. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I flow. Big up yourself cause you know they don't. I chew, chew, chew cause they hope I show. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch and a boss and I shine like glass. Same bitch on the ass, so you been to be for.
That was a price check. Fuel up with RML.
Hey, it's Sarah down at Metro Petroleum Campsie. We've got unleaded 91 at 145 cents and E10 a little less today at 143.9 cents a litre. No change in the diesel. Sitting pretty at 142 cents a litre. Lots of promotions going down here today. Maxi Bonds are at 2-for-1 special all day. And Smith's Crinkle Cut 30 gram varieties, 3 for $10. 600 ml Coca-Cola varieties also going for $2.50 all day as well. If you need to quench your movie thirst, why not head along to Birds of Prey, directed by Cathy Ann, starring Australian beauty Margot Robbie. Sarah signing off, Campsie Metro Petroleum.
Ah, shit, I told this all wrong. Quick history lesson. This all started when the Joker and I broke up. It was completely mutual.
Psychologically speaking, vengeance rarely brings the catharsis we hope for.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
You blow up, fuse, and go, loose,
and... It's time for awesome animals, awesome animals.
Is that the sting?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hey, Robbie in the studio.
Hey. You go.
Hey, Bernie here as well. What's up?
And Sophie.
Name of the show is Robbie's Modern Life. You're on FBR Radio, 94.5 FM. And as you heard before, that cute little sting, it's time now to look at some awesome animals where we run through some of the most awesome animals that aren't yet extinct. So pretty much, animals are awesome. We love them. And we hope less go extinct. My pick today for awesome animal is the elephant. To be quite honest with you, I'm mainly a fan because of the film Dumbo. Don't know if you guys have seen it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
No.
It's quite good. But honestly, I love that they never forget anything and that they just have such a tight family unit and the levels of communication are so obvious and distinct.
Is that a proven fact that they don't forget things?
To my understanding, Bernie, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, Rob. Look, now to my awesome animal, which I think is a little bit more awesome than elephants, is lemurs. And I really like lemurs, to be honest. They only live in one place in the world, and that's Madagascar. You've probably seen them in the movie by the same name.
I like to move it.
Yes, of course. So it's freaking crazy that they only live on this island, Madagascar. It is a big island.
They're only on Madagascar?
Only on Madagascar, and maybe in other places in captivity. But they eat, they don't eat meat, they're herbivores, they love fruit.
Definitely not as cool as elephants, man. I'm just going to put it out there.
No, but they have like a stripy tail as well.
And they're cute.
They're cute as heck.
So. Yeah, but, you know, can they kill someone if they poo on them? You know what I mean? That's where elephant is cooler. I'm just playing, guys.
Well, I wouldn't want that to happen if I... Yeah.
I'm honestly just playing around.
Okay, that's funny.
Well, really, I went to the zoo the other day.
Oh,
Sophie, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Awesome. My brother asked if I wanted to go with him, so I just, you know, obliged. But actually, I was walking through the reptile area, and I saw this giant boa constrictor snake and approached the enclosure.
Boa constrictor, also called the red-tailed boa or the common boa, is a species of large, non...
Hello, lady!
Is that you? Hi.
Yes, it's the boa constrictor talking.
Yeah?
Why are you watching us?
What do you mean? I'm at the zoo. Not much else to look at.
But why are we in a glass box?
This is a zoo, man. It's animals are in cages and boxes, and we get to walk around and look at them.
What's a zoo?
It's like this big place, and we can pay money and walk around and see all sorts of various animals, cool animals that we wouldn't usually see in like the wild.
Watch this.
Whoa! What the hell? I nearly fell in. Relax, my dude.
Sorry. A little party trick I use every now and then for people who come and watch me.
No, it's fine. Whatever.
Sophie, are you coming with the rest of the group? We're off to the lemur area.
You best go off with the lemurs.
All right, see you, mate.
I mean the chimpanzees area.
Do not go to the chimpanzee area.
Sophie!
All right, sorry. Gotta go.
What could possibly be happening? Stick around. Robbie's Modern Life, FBI Radio.
Mon berel ko aren ngal jengane jer kalalane gaje gaje men mene jor mir ngolo nyane ko berkane
Celtex Rope Crossing. It's all happening down here at the server that serves with a smile. E10 is sitting at just 149.3 cents a litre. Diesel is undercutting that with an attractive 120.6. Unleaded sitting at 150 flat, but we do have Tony in on the phones at the moment to the fuel guy, so we're looking at a possible change in the coming hours. We've got cool drinks to quench your thirst this summer at the Caltex Ropes Crossing, and a 2x1.25 litre bottle of carbonated drink. It's going for just $5. This includes Solo, Pepsi, and Diet Coke. Purchase of this deal will land you in the running to win 2 tickets for the upcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die, in cinemas April the 2nd.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
The world's moved on, Commander Bond.
You were 00?
2 years.
Name?
Bond. James Bond.
And over here, we've got the chimpanzee exhibit. Don't be shy. Have a look. Any questions? Just, you know, let me know. Thanks.
Eastern chimpanzee, troglodytes. Oh, the chimpanzee too.
Hello, lady.
Hi.
Do you remember me?
Were you here last time I was here?
Did you bring the cigarettes?
Oh. Sorry, I forgot. I'm sorry. It's an honest mistake.
Oh, it's okay, lady.
Try not to aggravate the animals. If you can, please step one step back from the glass. Thank you.
Toby?
Oh, hey, Bernie.
Hey.
I didn't know you came to the zoo.
I could say the same thing to you. What are you doing here? You agitating a monkey?
No, he started it.
Ah, okay, yeah, fair enough. What's happening? You're just, like, looking at the animals, or...?
No, you just said I was having an argument with the monkey.
Oh, really? You can talk to animals, or...?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a really cool ability.
Never really noticed it, I guess.
Like Dr. Doolittle.
What's that?
You know, the chef? The The movie? What? Eddie Murphy?
No, never heard of it.
Ah, okay. All right, I'll see you later. I gotta walk. I gotta do some other things.
Okay, cool.
Have a nice day.
See ya.
See you later.
Okay, let's move on to the dolphin exhibit. Sophie, you coming with us or what?
Yep, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I'll just go over here. Oh, Robert Downey Jr., hey.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, what are you doing here at the zoo?
Well, I'm just here on a promotional tour for my new film, Doolittle. It's come out on 16th of January. It's about, I'm playing Doolittle, of course. I can talk to animals, and I'm just doing a little tour of the zoo to a promotional tour for the film.
Oh, that makes so much sense then that you're at the zoo. That's a great little promotional gimmick that you've got going there with all the animals.
That's right. It's a fantastic character to play. Basically, I only have companionship of a variety of exotic animals, and I can talk to them all in plain English. And yeah, it's a fantastic role. I was really excited to play it. And walking around this zoo here, I love it. Taronga Zoo, incredible array of animals here. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the first time I've ever been here. But awesome to see you, Robert. Good luck with the little promotional thing.
Yeah. What was your name, Sunshine?
Bernie.
Oh, Bernie. Well, wonderful. Okay, well, yeah. Do you want a couple of passes to see Doolittle in the cinema?
Yeah. Sure.
All right, no worries. Here they are.
There you go. Cigarettes, man.
Do you want one?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Well, look, honestly, Bernie, was it? Just say my name at the door, and they'll definitely double pass. You can go in and see Doolittle. It's in cinemas from 16th of January, so it's been out a couple of days now. Really doing great numbers. Box office is super exciting.
U91's looking good. That one's not listed, but U95's at 180.9, reported 9 hours ago. 188.9 for U98. That's expected here in the city, right in the inner city. And diesel's looking at about $1.30 per litre, so that's looking pretty good as well. If you need to get your heart rate up, head on down to Warwick Farm Cinemas and watch the new Birds of Prey, an excellent film starring Australian beauty Margot Robbie and all of the other known and lovable women.
You know what a harlequin is? A harlequin's role is to serve. It's nothing without a master. No one gives two shits who we are beyond that.
One more bit of word out to you, and I'll fucking blow my feet off with the shotgun. Look at these 2 feet, right? See these two here, right? Look, Charlie, you look, right? See this gun I got in my hand here? How'd you like it if I blew all my toes off? One by one. Bang, 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 bang. How'd you like it, right? Charlie, look at me here. You looking? Right, look at this. See how I'm holding this gun here right by my toes, look. What if I was to kick the trigger 10 fucking times in front of your mother and blow them all off one by one? What would you say to that, you filthy fuck? Eat your greens. I am quite prepared to load up this weapon and blow my 2 feet off with one... with the cleanest round you've ever seen in your fucking life, Sunshine. If you don't eat those bits of asparagus... Look, I'm holding it. It's loaded. Or, how's this? I can grab a little butter knife and slice them off one by one.
No, Dan, don't!
Oh, I get it. You want me to slice off my eyelids with a butter knife.
$143.90 as per 9 hours ago. Inside this particular speedway, you'll find a great selection of slushies, cold drinks, and also some other... check out the latest film from Darren Aronofsky, 1917, starring Daniel Radcliffe and Thomas Hudson.
In your own time, gentlemen.
Must be something big if the channel's here.
Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio, 94.5 FM. Great to be with you. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me is Sophie Gordon.
Yep.
And Bernie Boggy.
Hey, hey, what's up? What's up, guys?
And unfortunately, no Mitchell JC, but we do have him on the line. Mitch, where the hell are you, mate?
Hey, guys, it's me, Mitch. I'm just here at the local seafood markets, just trying to get some trout, but I'm having a bit of difficulty.
Well, I don't understand what the difficulty could be, mate, because you've been there for, you know, nigh on half an hour. What, you know, well, we understand that you're a naval chef and that you need to do what you got to do and that, you know, if the duty calls, you do have to be out there on the boat as a chef on duty. But you just get the tray, you get out of there, you come back for the show. This is the one thing that you have to do this week. Can you please explain yourself?
Well, I'm a naval chef, so I'm dealing with lots of clientele at one time. I got 400 people on a boat. I need to get enough trout for 400 people, and it's not my fault if the order can't get done in time.
Well, Mitch, you signed up to the naval chefery and the radio at the same time, knowing that you'd have to balance both. And now look what you've done. You've just, you know,
you're screwing us around. Sophie's freaking out.
Sophie's literally freaking out right now.
Look, I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of the fact that I'm not there, but... Like,
can you be here? Can you get here?
Well, I'm waiting on my trout.
Trout?
Sophie's freaking out. She's stunned. She's speechless.
You don't even sound like you're at the fish markets, Mitch.
Well...
She's like a stunned mullet.
Okay, look.
Whatever.
I'm at the fish markets, okay? I'm waiting for my trout.
What's that in the back?
I don't know what you want me to do.
What is that in the background?
Explain yourself.
It's like... It's a Japanese... I'm in the Japanese fish markets.
All right.
And there's some games going on in the background.
Japanese fish.
Yeah. All right.
Mate.
Well, okay, we've got to get on with the show. So, thanks for nothing, Mitch.
Thanks for nothing, Mitch.
No worries, guys. Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Look, don't bother coming next week.
Or something. Yeah, we'll talk to you out off the show, off the air. Are you all right, Sophie? You all right?
Yeah.
Shit.
You were sweating.
Yeah. It's 12. 12:47 and he's
not going to make it for the show.
He's not going to make it. So we're going to have to work
it just dawned on me during that call as well, guys, that he's not going to be here for the show.
What should we do? Do you have any ideas? Text in 0409-945-945. What are your creative ideas that we can do for radio, please? RML right now.
Don't involve Mitch, please.
We'll see you in a moment. This is a beautiful one. It's from the Chill Out Sessions 3 from 2002. It's Another Chance acoustic version by none other than Roger Sanchez. Another Chance acoustic version by Roger Sanchez. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show right now that you are with on FBI Radio 94.5 on the AM dial. Robbie, Bernie and Sophie are in the studio. Mitchell is AWOL. He's at the
Japanese seafood market
to our dismay. Thanks for getting involved on the text line 0409-945-945. Anon, you've said, do you know of or have you recently learned an interesting fact that your listeners would be interested in? Tell your listeners. An interesting fact is that I like mojitos a little more than I thought I did. Anyway, the other day, that was something that I learned when we had a little drug circle. But we'll talk about that in a moment. Now, Bernie.
Talk to me, man.
What happened the other day? Tell us.
Saturday was freaking awesome. I spent my day listening to Triple J's Hottest 100. Mm-hmm. It was epic. Counting down 100 of Australia's hottest tracks as voted by the public.
From the number 100 all the way down to the tippy
one.
They play 100 songs.
100 songs. Well, apparently they slipped in an extra 5, which is a controversy. Unconfirmed reports with that.
I think a few of them were sped up by about 5% to sort of fit them in.
Mm.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that noticeable to
Not to the naked ear.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, Triple J's Hottest 100, it is a day where people have this huge dick-swinging contest about where they're listening from. And we've found this guy, Jared Franson is his name, and he was listening on, get this, a super yacht in the Whitsundays.
Whoa.
He listened to the whole 105 songs in the Whitsundays.
Hotspotting to a digital radio, Gerard, mate, how was it? A super yacht in the Whitsundays? Jesus Christ.
Is he with us on the line?
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, Robbie. Yeah, it was great. It was really great. Lots of fun.
That sounds so epic, man. So you caught all of the songs? Did your votes get in there?
Yeah, we did. We actually had a pretty good satellite signal on the ship, or the yacht, I should say. Pretty new to it myself, but yeah, it was really good.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't sell yourself short, mate. It was a super yacht.
that's right. Yeah, no, it was incredible. Yeah, just had all my best mates there, so it was great. Yeah, and we did get our votes into that one too.
Any food?
Good spread, actually. Yeah, we had a barbecue, which is pretty traditional for that type of thing.
You've got a barbecue on the super yacht.
Barbecue on the yacht?
Yeah, we did. We got a chef to help out as well, which came with the yacht, actually. We're pretty surprised with that. But yeah, we just had a bit of a barbecue and, you know, snags and steaks and stuff.
If you don't mind me asking, Gerard, you sound pretty loaded. Do you often do these kind of things?
Not that often, no. I mean, not often at all, but, you know, we usually get together on a smaller boat and we just thought, why not? We can team up here and do something special.
Awesome.
Hey,
Oh!
Oh, my God! Gerard Franson. It is time, my man. The hot round. Are you ready?
Long weekend hot round.
Oh, hot round. Okay, yeah. What's this?
All right. It's where we throw a couple of questions your way and you see how you go.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Let's do it. Double demerits is short for what?
Oh, double losing your driving points.
Nice. Have you ever got a double demerit?
Yeah.
Any general run-ins with the police?
No, other than that, double demerit.
Have you ever performed a citizen's arrest?
No.
Okay, yacht or super yacht?
Super yacht.
Chips or dips? Quick.
Chips.
Left or right?
Right.
Up or down?
Up.
Freshwater or salt water, Gerard? Quick.
Salt water.
Normal salt or chicken salt?
Oh, chicken salt.
Coronas or furfies?
Coronas.
Crocodile or shrimp?
Oh, shrimp.
Vertical or horizontal support beams in houses?
Vertical.
You made it. You made it, mate. Well done. Gerard, you made it through the hot round unscathed, I would say. Wow, that was a beautiful thing just to witness.
That was something else, yeah. What a great bunch of questions.
Well, now, what sort of stuff did you like to hear in that Hottest 100 on Triple J the other day?
What did I like to hear? Oh, just, I don't know. Well, some great local artists. I think it was the majority of Aussie acts, actually. And, it was really good. Yeah, heaps of favourites from the year.
Lime Cordial? You like those
guys? Yeah, they're great. They had a few in there, didn't they? Yeah.
Three or four songs, yeah.
And who were your favourite hosts?
Oh, yeah, the hosts were great. All the best ones, you know, Sally and Erica, Veronica and Lewis, they were great. The duos, Declan Smith and Lucy Byrne.
Labeling them all.
Yeah,
you like them all, it sounds like. Good on you, mate.
Yeah, they're all fantastic. It's awesome, Gerard. Lineup, yep.
Mate, you've done it. You got a super yacht, you got on the Wet Sundays, and you tuned in to the best countdown the world's ever known. So, well done to you, mate, and thanks so much for being with us on FBR Radio. Gerard Franson, you're a winner.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're a winner, too.
No, shut up, Gerard. See you later.
Thanks. Hey, look... With that, it's time we get the hell out of here and go and find Mitch at the fish markets because he's...
I wouldn't bother. Let's just leave him.
Yeah, we'll see him next week. Sort himself Monday, out. Midday to one, maybe we'll see him. Hey,
next week. Are we doing this again next week?
Next week we'll do it, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
If Mitchell comes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If he doesn't?
I don't know.
It's going to be a void.
Citizen's arrest. Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Sophie.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Bernie.
No worries. I love it.
And thank you for listening. It's been Robbie's Modern Life.
I've been talking as well.
It's been talking on FBR Radio. It's been music. Christy Mafazel is coming up next. I believe it's her last one. Is that right? That's so effed. That's so effed up.
Poo. That
poo,
sucks.
Poo-wee. I hate that. Yeah. That stinks. That news stinks.
Right, that is the worst stinky news I've ever heard.
That is the stinkiest.
Christy, why last show?
What's going on? Get on the mic there. What's happening?
Is this on?
Yeah, it is. Explain yourself.
Hello.
Really. Poor mic.
It's my last show, but it's not that sad because I'm still presenting my Thursday show, so I'm not really going anywhere.
Oh, what's that one?
It's called Deep Web from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Thursday night.
Oh, it's a great show, actually.
What kind of music?
Probably... just a bit of everything crazy that you hear.
Psytrance.
Online. Kind of sure.
Cool.
Chiptunes, stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, yeah. Very crazy.
Deep Web stuff. Every Thursday, 11 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Dark Web. What's it called?
Dark Web? Deep Web.
Deep Web, Bernie.
Deep Web. Deep Web. All right. Thanks, Christy. Okay. And the news, this stinks like that you are spot. Leaving lunch. It does stink, but, you know.
Yeah, what is that?
You guys have been fun.
Yeah, thanks. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you, everyone. Listen back for all the juiciest moments on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life.
And bonus sections as well.
And bonus sections. And we'll probably maybe start posting online again as well. Robbie's Modern Life is the Facebook page if you want.
Yep. Like that.
Unlike that page. And this is Sybil Byer with Tonight. Bye. Thank you.
Tonight. When I came home from work, heard tonight. When I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, sat in my kitchen, buttering himself for bread, and the cat was on his knee and smiled at me. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home.